business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians!
Is it Sunday again already?
It is. I think it's the middle of summer, too.
Is it? I think so. I'm here in my Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shorts this morning.
Yeah, I came and I asked him if he was going to the lake. I was like, what's going on?
That's what I love about radio. Nobody knows what I'm wearing.
How many times have we showed up in pajamas? Because it's like, oh, yeah, I got here. What more do you want?
I'm just not doing it this morning.
Yeah, that is definitely the nice thing about radio.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, is like when you're listening to the radio and you meet the people that you hear every day in real life, you're like, that's not what I expected at all.
Not what I expected.
But it is Sunday again. I know that you all were just devastated that we weren't here last week.
Well, we were.
And that's Robert's fault.
Well, we were busy down in El Dorado County hosting town hall and a little bit of a leadership meeting, and went fantastic down there.
I was saying, should we just start there?
Yeah,
and then
we'll
talk about the other counties as we go.
We'll dive right into El Dorado County, and had a town hall. Actually, had the crowd spilling out the door into the parking lot, trying to stand outside and listen.
Nice. And where in El Dorado was it?
Placerville.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Placerville's not in Placer County; it's in El Dorado County. A lot of people get that confused. El Dorado County is amazing. You can't drive anywhere in the county and not see a State of Jefferson sign. I mean, they're literally everywhere.
Well, I remember when you guys were down there that Saturday, I was driving around in Reading doing some errands and stuff, and there were two gigantic trucks, like the lifted, you know, I'm going to run everybody off the road kind of trucks, with 4x6 Jefferson flags hanging off of their... off of their tailgates. And I was just like, yeah, I'm honking the horn. People are just like, what is her problem? But it was amazing just seeing this because you couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
You couldn't miss it. So I was like, yeah. So that's how it is like every day in El Dorado.
Yeah. It was a big deal down there. They've had a committee of about 4 or 5 people that have really been pushing this. Mm-hmm. They've got a ton of volunteers now that want to help. They want to get signatures.
Awesome.
Eclampus Vitus showed up. And they've got 2 chapters that the Humbugs are taking the declaration, and they're actually going to sign a declaration of Eclampus Vitus supporting the state of well in the El Dorado Placer County area. It represents about 4,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
And
that's a lot of hillbillies.
It is a lot of hillbillies.
That's an inside joke.
We're not
really insulting Eclampus Vitus, I promise.
and a lot of us clampers think we're worth more than 1-to-1 anyways. So.
Sober or drunk.
Either.
So, that's very good. Very good.
It was. It was hugely supportive. And what was really kind of neat and interesting is we had a lot of people that came in the door and they didn't want to sign the support statement. They're like, I'm here to learn. I don't know anything about it. And by the time Mark Baird was done, every single person signed. They came back and they were signing.
Awesome. And I really like that stance. Let me learn before I do anything. That is That is a truly American stance right there.
It is.
You know, let's get all the facts and then make an informed decision, regardless of where we were when we came in.
Yeah, see, that's too hard. I'd rather let, like, Record Searchlight make up my mind for me. You know, that way,
well,
I...
Like, our little, what did they call us in the Record Searchlight after the town hall?
Our pep rally?
Our pep rally, yes.
Yeah, our pep rally of 700 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't even sell 700 subscriptions, and we're a pep rally. Anyways, I will at least give Record Searchlight credit for finally stopping trying to pretend like they're not just dead set against this and,
yeah,
you know, sitting there smugly going, oh, we're non-biased. We just report the news. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You're a propaganda rag, and thank you for finally admitting it and showing your true colors. I mean, the only real news in there comes off of the Associated Press. Everything else is opinion pieces, usually aimed at people who are Americans and want their country or their state to be better.
Yeah.
That's who you are. And thank you for finally showing it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, back to El Dorado.
Yeah.
So, Mark Baird was really, really on point with his speech. Probably one of the best speeches that I've seen him do.
And that should be up on YouTube, right?
I believe it is now.
Okay.
The El Dorado. And
I'll look it up for you guys and put it in the chat.
And it was able to resonate with people that have been with the movement since the beginning. And it was able to resonate with people who were, you know, brand new to it. This was Jefferson 101 day one for them. And they got it. And it was everybody from a guy that wants industrial hemp farming to Sheriff DeAugustino, left there supportive and knowing this is what needs to be done. And that was one of the great things, is Sheriff DeAugustino is a very, you know, his word carries a lot of weight down in El Dorado. He's the sheriff last year that kicked the feds out.
Yeah.
That canceled the memorandum of understanding and said, you will not issue so much as a parking ticket in my county without my permission. And he came and he heard the message. And I think Mark Baird's got a new friend. And he ran out of there with his hair on fire going, we got to get this done. This is what we need to happen. And actually told the committee, he says, when you go to the Board of Supervisors to make this presentation, I want to speak because they need to understand this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
So we're expecting a lot of good things out of El Dorado really quick. Amador County showed up again. You know,
awesome.
They came and got a bunch of stuff, a bunch of information. It looks like Amador County may be setting up a committee.
Awesome.
I mean, Jefferson may do like this weird hook around Sacramento.
Looking at the map and the new lantern, I was like, that's a funky looking map.
Well,
I
actually, if
it.
You look at it, it looks like a fist with a finger poking California in the rear. If you look at it, it wraps around the eastern slope. Because the way we may be headed all the way down into Tuolumne for Yosemite.
Oh, wow.
So,
very,
I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot of things that are starting to shake loose in Oregon now, too. But, you know, as we've always said, Oregon is its own process.
Yeah, they got their own battles, but we'll help them.
And, we've seen a lot of starting to stir. No real traction, no committees yet, but every day that it goes on, and with the Kitzhopper thing breaking loose, for those that don't know,
you're gonna have to explain Oregon, that for a lot of people.
Oregon's governor just resigned because guess what? Come to find out that he was using green policy and environmental policy to enrich himself, his campaign, and his campaign donors.
Whoa! I thought that stuff only happened in California.
Oh no, it happens in California too.
they don't resign, they just go, eh.
Yeah, actually Governor Brown's office has been tied directly to the scandal through emails. So has the governor of Washington and the, I don't know if they call them governors up there, but in Canada, British Columbia.
Oh wow.
All of them have been tied into this scandal where they're basically manufacturing these green policies and making up all of this environmental impact stuff so that they can generate different programs that they then ensure go to their campaign contributors who are sucking billions of dollars of taxpayer money for bogus programs.
Well, I'm trying to think. In the last 2 weeks, I want to say a 10 cent pollution tax has been tacked on to California gas prices just in the last couple of weeks.
And that's just the beginning.
So when you wonder why your gas went up a dollar in a month.
Yeah, it's gas tax in California.
They're
expecting that 10 cents to possibly be 80 or 90 cents by the end of the year.
Yeah.
They don't want you to drive.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's this is going to be a little bit of tangent. So my parents are looking for a house down south, right?
Why?
Because that's where they live. They work down there now, yeah. But anyway, they're looking for a house, and my mom was explaining to me the streets in this little suburb area and how it's like a bunch of alleys, basically, and the houses are crammed together and there's nowhere to park. She's like, I don't understand why it's that way. I'm like, they don't want you to have a car.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
Ride your bicycle.
Yeah, ride your bike, you know, do this, do that. And then
you slayer I get home of Mother Earth.
You slayer of Mother Earth, yeah. And so I get home, and I'm talking to some of our other people about it, and they're like, well, where do you think that bullet train of nowhere is going to go? Well, that's probably where they're going to build all the condominiums, and that's where people are going to live, and then take the bullet train right into the city where they work.
But I,
and I was like, that's train, interesting.
The bullet train is like from Merced to Bakersfield.
Yeah.
It's going to run through the middle of farm country.
Maybe that's what they want.
So we're going to build stack and pack right in the middle of our farms that we need to feed everybody.
Well, those farms aren't green, you know? And we just use immigrant labor, and that's another form of slavery, don't you know? I mean, you're going to fix all your problems with the bullet train.
I know. It just
he's wincing so bad over here. I love it.
It's just so ridiculous. Yeah.
Another reason for the state of Jefferson.
Yeah. Get me out of here. No. But, you know, we're just crazy right-wing radicals. Because we support things like the Constitution and liberty and freedom and capitalism and, you know, all of those horrible, awful things.
Yep.
So.
Indeed.
Well,
indeed.
We got to scoot for our first break here.
We do. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Lassen County. We're going to talk about Lake County and how Jefferson is growing by the minute. So you have to hang out.
We'll never go anywhere. Remember that?
You'll never
go anywhere. No, I know.
We're still at the start line, aren't we?
We will never go away.
So feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online or chat room where I'm actually in today. Yay me! At KCNR1460.com.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, ciao, paisan. This is Lou White, but you can call me Luigi. Don't miss the Festa Italiana this year, March 14th. Great food, pretty good comedian, and music and dancing with my band, the Lou White Band. Party like an Italian. That's Saturday, March 14th, Pucero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Call my wife, Kathleen, or call me, 359-2078.
honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Listen up, employers.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
And you ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet. We are just getting started.
We are. I mean, we're what, a little, what are we, about a year and a half old now?
In September, year and a half. Right, almost exactly, actually, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. We've got to be somewhere near a record for a political movement taking off.
I don't know. Occupy Wall Street was there for a while.
Yeah, but they burned out real quick, too. I mean, what were they there, like a month, 2 months, and they were gone?
A little bit longer than that, because Central Park was having huge issues. And they kind of migrated.
I think
like,
those
we didn't
just
migrate.
The normal homeless people
just
came
normal.
Out for the free barbecues.
This is why I don't want to live in New York again.
No, thank you.
So.
Lassen County.
Yeah, Lassen.
Lassen County. They're coming up in the next week to finalize their declaration.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we think everything is good and square and ready to go in Lassen County, and they will represent another county. And one of the great things there is a member of the Correctional Officers Union is actually one of the committee members. Mm-hmm. And unlike Del Norte, when we were very young in the movement, we were able to alleviate a lot of the stress and the worry that a lot of the union members had and get them to understand, the prison's not going to close the next day.
No,
your pension's not going to go away. It's actually probably safer with the state of Jefferson than it is with California.
Yep.
Speaking of which, do you know that CalSTRS and CalPERS is being taken over by the United Nations? How many people know that?
Why?
Because
the United Nations doesn't actually have money.
it's interesting. The UN's Monetary Fund is actually taking over the management of CalSTRS and CalPERS. What does that tell you?
Well, hold on. Let's just stop the car real quick.
Okay.
I need to get out. Okay.
Okay.
How is that legal? Because that's an international...
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Board of directors, if you want to call them that. Mm-hmm. How can they take over a pension that is California-based? That's got to be a violation of something.
CalSTRS and CalPERS are a private company.
But
even though it,
how can it be private if it's mandatory that you be part of it?
All very good questions. That I don't have answers for because the way I read it, the whole thing's illegal. But
well, that's because you didn't go to college.
Yeah.
You didn't go to college long enough, therefore it's not legal yet.
Yeah, I didn't go to college and get beat in the head with the Communist Manifesto for 4 years to make me dumb enough to buy it. So,
although I do want to buy it and read it.
What?
The Communist Manifesto, Rules for Radicals and all that. I've never read them.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I imagine so. I just like, I need to read those because I keep hearing them.
They should take
everywhere.
The Communist Manifesto and put it in the humor section. Because if you read it as a freedom-loving capitalist, you're just like, oh, these people are so cute. You know?
It's like little kids with their ideas. Just, let's do this.
Yeah, let's disregard economic reason, economic law, human nature. Let's take all of these things that will prevent everything that we're talking about and just pretend like they don't exist. We'll put them over here in rainbow unicorn land, and then we'll all just hold hands around the maypole and we'll dance, and the workers will own the means of production, and nobody will have greed or ambition or a want for an extra steak and another beer one day, and all of these things just won't exist because we're right and proper people. If we were right and proper people, we wouldn't need government at all.
That's very true.
I mean, if people could just behave themselves, what would we need a government for?
But CalPERS is private. Why would they sell it to a quote-unquote government entity?
They're not.
Well, then how is
the United Nations
taking it over?
They're taking it over and deciding where that investment money goes.
Okay, so it's going to go into green policies in third world countries.
Yeah, it'll go into solar rocket ovens in Nigeria or, whatever, or clean water pipes in Kurdistan.
Because that makes so much money to where you can pay back that 8% every year.
Yeah, especially as these third world countries' economies are collapsing and will never be able to pay the interest back. Like investing it in junk bonds and things like that and unsecured mortgage capitals and things like that when CalSTRS collapsed the first time was not bad enough idea.
How long ago was that now?
20 years? About 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
I thought it was in the 90s that it did it.
Well, it did it then, too. But, I mean, the most recent...
Are you serious?
CalPERS and CalSTRS is one of the most unstable funds that there is.
Yeah.
And it's like this. It's... When you're investing in fiction, and I don't want to get off on too long of an economic rant. Mark Kent's better at that than Sovereign Minds. But when you're...
That's a good plug for him. And they'll be on next.
But when you're investing in fiction...
Yeah.
The fiction only lasts as long as people believe in it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, why is our dollar worth an actual dollar?
It's not.
You just think it is.
It's not. It's all what you perceive the value of it to be.
Yeah. Which is another reason for the state of Jefferson.
Santa Claus exists as long as you believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
When you don't believe in Santa Claus anymore, he dies for you.
Yeah.
And our economy, I mean, to oversimplify it, is a lot like that.
UN's getting their hands on everything.
Well, that's what we're honestly fighting government. Here is globalists. Yeah. We have people that are attempting to destroy our core American values and turn us into
Common Core. They say they are creating global citizens.
Yeah.
In their actual manifesto of Common Core.
I'm sorry, my child is not going to be a sustainable global citizen. My kid is going to be an apple pie eating, baseball watching, gun toting, leave me alone American. Okay. This has been sticking in my craw for a while, and I've been trying to figure out a way to articulate it without
on the radio without getting kicked off forever.
Without getting kicked off and just, coming across as more than something than just angry and mad. But I am angry and mad.
Yeah.
Okay, because when did my country become the country that everything's okay? We just accept and tolerate everything.
Yeah.
That's not America. That is not American values. That's not what America was ever about, was come to America and everything's okay. Where did we come up with this reasoning? I'd like somebody to point to me to the document anywhere that says, do what you want. Hey, it's America. We have to accept it.
Yeah.
Where in America does it say that my neighbor gets to dictate how I live, where I live, what I eat, what I drink, what I breathe, how often I breathe, what I say, when I say it, how I say it? Where is any of that? Because these are the things that we're resisting, and we're being accused by media and other people as right-wing radicals. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, guess what? I am a right-wing radical. So were the Founding Fathers.
Yeah.
Because they were dedicated conservatives, and they were Democrats and liberals. And at the time, that was the same thing, because they stood for democracy, they stood for liberty, and they stood for conservatism, and they understood what those things mean.
I think that a lot of it comes down to personal responsibility.
It is. Nobody wants any.
Because yeah. If you have it, then you have to account for yourself. And people don't want to do that anymore. And I think that when we took that away, honestly, it started probably a century ago. Maybe two.
Well, I mean, you can always point to Woodrow Wilson. You can point to FDR. FDR and the New Deal was a huge thing. And a lot of people
But even to his credit, I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me about this, but it was supposed to be temporary. But when is anything in government temporary?
Well, and the New Deal was failing horribly.
It was, yeah.
Prior to World War II, the New Deal was a failure because it was socialism.
Yeah.
Okay. America has never been meant to be a socialist country.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It there's nowhere in the founding documents that it says you will be secure in your property and your liberty because the government will issue them to you. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Yep.
And, okay. So what makes us right-wing radicals? Because we support we support the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes us a right-wing radical. Well, if you're not a right-wing radical, then what do you support? Not the Constitution. We support freedom of speech. What do they support? Political correctiveness.
Yeah.
What do we support? The Second Amendment. What do they support? No Second Amendment, no bearing of arms. Maybe we'll let you have a hunting rifle. Okay. What else do we support that makes us right-wing radicals? Representative government.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not a right-wing radical, so you don't support representative government. Okay.
I think that as Americans, we simply need to get rid of the labels. Why do you need... as Pastor Brian says down south, I don't want to be the right wing, I don't want to be the left wing, I just don't want to be part of the chicken.
Well, people have forgotten what it is fundamentally to be an American.
Okay, well, we don't teach it anymore.
I, as a right-wing radical, here are my core values,
mm-hmm.
and that's uniquely American as I understand them, and everything that you must support if you're not a right-wing radical makes you un-American. It makes you want to destroy what America is, and it makes you the enemy.
Well, I think they just want to fundamentally change this country.
They do. They've said it. Our president has said it. He's doing it.
Yeah.
He is destroying the American system of government. And what we need to understand is not everybody out there needs to be educated. Not everybody out there, not everybody out there is unaware of what's going on. There are people honestly cheerleading what is going on because they hate America. They hate American values. They want to tear us down and they want to destroy us and they want to turn us into something else.
And that's why Jefferson really is the tip of the spear because... up here, we're a lot of rural America-loving folks. It doesn't matter if you're blue. It doesn't matter if you're red, green, yellow, purple.
No.
Okay? You can be whatever, nationality, political party. We don't care. We just want our way of life to be able to survive this barrage of environmentalism,
Our way of life is the American way of life.
It is.
The American fundamentals and what that means.
And it comes down to we don't have to agree on everything, but if you have the right... to property, if you have the right to be able to walk out, as Mark Barrett says, walk out your door this morning and say, what has the government done to me? In Jefferson, it's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, and we have to keep it that way. Our internal vigilance has to start now. And with Jefferson, it's the only way that you're going to save your livelihoods. It's that simple. So if you like the way it is up here, if you moved here to retire because you like it, you better keep it that way.
Well, the American dream.
Yeah.
You ask a lot of people, what is the American dream? Oh, it's a house and a good job and it's a car and my 2.5 kids and a boat and a vacation. That's not the American dream.
No.
The American dream is the ability to take life and make whatever you will of it, keep the fruits of your labor, and keep the government out of the way so that you can live your life however you choose.
Yeah.
That's America. What we have now is you can do whatever you want as long as we don't think it harms the environment, doesn't offend anybody with what you say, doesn't cause this to happen, make sure you pay your taxes. Oh, and by the way, we want, 33 to 50% of everything that you do. And then you can live where we tell you because we're worried about something else.
Yep.
That's where we're at. At what point do we just go, we're not sliding into a socialist tyrannical society. We are here.
Yeah.
We are past the event horizon. We're past the threshold. We're in a tyrannical socialist country. And I'm not okay with that because that's not American.
Yeah.
Well.
Indeed. And we're going to talk more about this when we get back. We've got a couple town halls to announce. We've got a fundraiser to announce. We're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, we have a lot of stuff, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here telling you. You just have to stay here and listen. So call in at 605-4567. Visit us online in our chat room, which is always hopping, at kcnr1460.com. And we'll see you in just a few.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome the Colt 45's general manager, Rick Bassetti. Let's find out what the Colt 45's are going to do this season and all the changes down at Tiger Field. And are the Colt 45's going to take over the running of South Park? All of this on Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we were raised in the boondocks. We wanted to stay in the boondocks. We're going to die in the boondocks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That sounds like a wonderful American plan to me.
Yeah,
that's my American plan right
when
there.
When I'm old and I can't bring the glass to my lips anymore and can't take care of myself, wheel me out and just dump me in the woods.
Dump me in the woods. Are you moving to Trinity County? I'm kidding.
I already got my spot picked out.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff coming up here in Jefferson in the next couple of weeks. Today, there is going to be a town hall down in Arbuckle this afternoon, 2 p.m. Again, that's down in Arbuckle.
That's Colusa County?
It is, and it's going to be at the Volunteer Fire Department, which is at 506 Lucas Street. Mm-hmm. Again, that's 506 Lucas Street, Volunteer Fire Department in Arbuckle at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to show up, you want to be there, because it's going to be awesome. Always is awesome.
And we've got what else going on this weekend? We've got Reading Gun Show going on at Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive.
Here in Reading.
It was packed yesterday.
Oh, I believe it.
There was a lot of people there. Go down there, check out the gun show, get your tickets for Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Mind's fundraiser, or give a call to 530-221-0101. We are going to be auctioning and raffling a ton of guns. We're going to have other prizes. Mm-hmm. We've got a 2013 John Deere Gator that you can buy raffle tickets for. Come and support our radio shows and what we're doing. Have a good time. Good night.
And tickets for that fundraiser, $30 for an individual, $50 for a couple, $400 for an entire table of eight.
Yes. But if you buy a whole table at $400, you get $300 worth of raffle tickets for the gun auctions.
Yeah, for free.
It comes
with the table. So it's
get your friends together, get them to chip in their money and buy a table. And get the value of those extra tickets.
Yeah, because it's going to be March 21st at the Wind River Casino, which is always just a great venue to do stuff at.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a full course meal. So it comes with food. So you're pretty much paying.
And we'll be having Dan Johnson live on Skype. He's going to be talking about local community, local activism, how to kind of clean up your own backyard. Some of the things that we've been preaching.
Yeah, and he's a young guy. He's 21 now, 22.
Mm-hmm. He founded PANDA, which was People Against the NDAA, when the federal government decided they can just come and pick you up as a terrorist and keep you forever, never tell anybody, and not give you a lawyer.
Yep.
So, and we'll have him and other speakers. Yeah. It'll be fantastic. We'll be there.
Yes, we'll be. Yeah. We're emceeing.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So it's always fun. But yeah, there's the silent auction, and there's a lot
There'll
of stuff going in
the
silent
dessert auction. Again
the dessert
this
auction.
Year?
And trust me, if you buy a ticket just to look at these cakes, it's worth it.
And your ticket includes dinner.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the silent auction, probably there's going to be Sadie's Glass and Art Studio has donated an awesome mirror that's just all hand done and all made, and it's beautiful, and I absolutely love it. And so there's tons of homemade, just professional looking stuff that's there. You've got just everything.
There's going to be a ton of prizes and different things. Come check it out. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Those of you that have been there before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Those of you that haven't, come find out.
Yeah, you're missing out. You really are.
You kind of are.
And that same day, the 21st, down in Mendocino County, there's a town hall down there. We'll have more details moving forward.
That'll be at the fairgrounds in Ukiah on the 21st. Yeah. I'm not sure the exact time of day. Yeah.
That's not Mendocino County.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought Ukiah was in Lake County.
No.
It's in Mendocino County?
Ukiah's in Mendocino.
You pulled my leg?
No. That's Mendo.
That's Mendo. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take your word for
Mendocino
it.
Mendocino Brewery Company is in Ukiah. Mendocino Redwood is in Ukiah.
Okay, okay. Maybe it is.
It is. Right there at the junction of 20 and 101 right there. It's,
I'm going to remain skeptical.
So,
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Monday night at the tea party at Destiny Fellowship.
Yeah. Yep. 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Going to have Paul Preston.
And he's from Agenda 21 Radio. So a lot of things that we talk about, it bumps up right against Agenda 21 of the UN.
Yeah.
Folks, you know, really pushing, stretching their muscles.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to talk about a lot of that. And you can just totally pick his brain. He knows so much about what's going on. So definitely worth your time. Definitely.
Yeah, he is one of the most knowledgeable people that you can run into. Yeah. You know, another one of those tinfoil hat right-wing radicals.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Can we get to a point where we just drop the nonsense
and
like stop, like stop pretending to not be what we are? You know, like, okay, over here, we are.
Oh yeah, I get what you're saying.
We are people that support the core morals and values of America and what it used to be.
Yeah.
And over here are the people that hate the core morals and values of America because they believe that they're evil and they want a different form of government.
Well, they just believe in the whole living document theory. So they still believe in those core values. They just think that they're outdated and need to be updated to the social norms of today.
Well, why don't they just, I mean, and they're starting to, a lot of them, I mean, the communists hold the job fair on American campuses now. I mean, that's unheard of. But just stand up and say, yes, I hate everything about America. I believe socialism and communism is the way to go. Because even though it has failed in every other country that it's ever been attempted, yeah. I am smarter than all of those guys ever were. And because it's me and I am smarter than you, I can force you to make it work. Just stand up and say it.
But then they wouldn't be able to slide things under the rug like they've been doing.
Well, that's exactly my point. Yeah. I'm irritated with it.
Yeah.
And
I think a lot of it too is we're at a state in American history, in California history, in Shasta County history, in Redding history. Let's really zoom in on Google Maps here, where it's easier for people to just pretend it's not happening.
I think so.
You know, where you don't want to admit that, you know, like in Shasta County here, we have lots of veterans. Could you imagine them waking up one day and going, everything that I fought for no longer exists?
Okay.
You know, things like that. You know, that's – I think a lot of it is if I just say, no, that's not really what's happening. Yeah, it's bad, but it's not that bad. Then it's a justification for them not getting involved.
If we could reset the clock back to 1994.
Okay.
Say, here we are, happy 1994.
Okay.
Everything's not great in America. It's social programs have still invaded us, but go back even 20 years. Hey, we'll make it easy. We'll go back 10 years.
Okay. 2004, 2005. Here,
we'll even make it better now. We'll just go back 5 years. We'll keep it
simple. We'll keep it really simple.
Now,
all right.
Here you are 5 years ago. It's 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you took where we were in 2010 to where we're at in 2015 and everything that had happened over those last 5 years had happened in a day, like you woke up the next morning and it's 2015 with all its laws and regulations and everything that's happened, you would have revolution in this country.
But our economy's better.
What?
That's what Congress says and the president, don't you know? Our economy, we're doing
our
a lot
five,
better.
Our 5.5 percent. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody says, right?
Look at job participation rate.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
What is that? You know, the denial of economic principles again. And at what point do we finally start to stand up and say socialism doesn't work? It has failed everywhere. It's failed this country for the last 50 years. It's failing California in the last 50 years. Because since we have started social programs, since we've started protecting, our government started protecting us, since our government has started protecting our environment, what's happened? You and I get to inherit a lower standard of living than the generation before us, which has never happened. Our children's...
I'm just more afraid of the debt.
Yeah. Our children's future's been mortgaged.
Yes.
I mean, you can't live as an American anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the radical because I want to go back to the America that worked, that put people to work, that made people prosperous.
Well, we don't have industry anymore. Like going back a few weeks ago when we were talking about the middle class. The middle class now is mostly government employees. That's your middle class today. And when your middle class is
not
produced.
But that can't be your middle class because they don't produce anything.
But that's your middle class. And so that's what's creating this huge issue. When it used to be all your manufacturers, your mm-hmm. mechanics, your plumbers, you know, your guys who had skills, like mm-hmm. real skills.
Well, see, that's like I had somebody tell me too, goes, well, our industries and everything were strong because of the unions. Okay? And now that we don't have the unions, our manufacturing's gone. And it's like, wait a minute. It's the unions and your pig-headedness who refused to face reality that chased all of our jobs overseas.
We're going to have to talk about that when we get back because there are two different unions, even historically, that we're going to have to mention real quick because a lot of people go, oh, the unions are evil. There are two different kinds of unions. So we will be back in just a couple of minutes. You can call in at 605-4567. Visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
The rafters and rock the convent.
Sister Act, the smash hit musical the New York Post calls ridiculously fun, is coming here direct from Broadway.
Featuring incredible new music, Sister Act tells the hilarious story of a diva on the run who hides out in the last place anyone would expect, with a bunch of nuns.
She transforms the ragtag church choir into the hottest musical act around. And to her surprise, she discovers what sisterhood is all about.
Over 3 million people have experienced the joy of this divine spectacle.
It's hysterical, moving, and pure unadulterated fun.
And the best thing about Sister Act, you'll leave the theater feeling amazing.
So bring your friends, bring your family, and come shake what your mother superior gave you at Sister Act, America's new musical comedy classic.
At the Reading Civic Auditorium, Wednesday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale at readingcivic.com or 229-0022. Sponsored by Action News Now, the Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
It's going on now through Sunday as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family. Featuring the latest in sport and recreation, accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, plus Kids Trout Fishing Pot, Bass Fin Fishing Demos, Dutch Oven and Chili Cook-Off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the Artistic Wildlife Taxidermy Display featuring big game animal mounts, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino Stay and Dine Drawing, Splash Dog Competition, Backcountry Horseman, and a special appearance by sport legend Sepp Hendrickson, one time only. Saturday at 2 p.m., the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Not your average petroleum
company,
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we stand up every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, it's about all we do. We radicals that care about our country, our state, and our children's future.
We knuckle-dragging welfare parasites.
Yeah, it's still my favorite. Knuckle-dragging welfare parasite.
So right before we left, we were talking a little bit about the unions, and there are two different kinds of unions historically to the present day. If you listen to Patrick Jones, Andrew Meredith,
Tom Corrado,
and the gentleman who runs the veterans home.
That's Chief.
Rob Burrows.
Rob Burrows.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, I just blanked on his name. They have a show called All In every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those guys are union guys, and the other two are pretty conservative guys, and somehow they can sit in the same room together, and it's because when you look back historically...
They're mm-hmm. American union guys that
America-loving, you know, freedom patriot type of fellows?
Yeah. You know, and want safe working conditions and...
Yes.
Like you were saying, good
Yeah,
pay.
We were talking about it during the break. You know, when you look historically, you know, when the unions first started, all they wanted was safe working conditions and enough money to buy food, clothing, and shelter for their families. That's what they wanted because they were workhorses, let's be
honest.
And
able to collectively bargain to
do
that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then in about the 50s, 60s, you have the communist radicals who came in, took over those unions, and those are the SEIUs and all of that of today. They are not in it for the American people. They're in it for more money and political power.
Yeah.
So there are two different kinds of unions. And
to seize the means of production.
Exactly.
You need to read your communist playbook
because
that's like out of the gate. Seize the means of production. You know.
So that's what we were talking about. I do want to plug in here again that there's a gun show here in Reading from 9 to 4 at the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of stuff down there. In Arbuckle today at the fire department over on, I believe it was 506.
Lucas
Street. 2 p.m. There's going to be a town hall there. You can buy your tickets for the Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds radio shows at
530-221-0101. Exactly. Or come find one of us right-wing radicals. We're all packing.
Oh, my gosh.
Tickets.
That is $30 for an individual, $50 for a couple.
Just a programming note, I believe it is Tom and Andrew's turn to host All In today, so they should be in at 11 o'clock.
Good.
Tom Corrado
awesome.
And Andrew Meredith.
So you can always call into their show again at 605-4567. Ask them any questions about union stuff and all that. They're really,
really
decent guys.
Ask them to explain the difference between a private union and a public employees union.
Yes, because a lot of people don't know. I didn't know the difference, and so when I heard they were union guys, I'm like, rrr, and they're like, no, it's a different kind of union.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're real, real decent fellas, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew,
have we almost burned up an hour already?
We've got about 2 minutes left, yeah.
I never even got going on my rant.
Well, you did a little bit. We had multiple rants today that really didn't have a lot to do with Jefferson.
Well, it does. It's the essence and the core of Jefferson, what we stand
That's
for.
That's true. That's
and
true.
What we want to get back to. I mean, what is the final conclusion of Jefferson? What do we want to be? We want to be American. Okay, and I want to take my country back from being a country that everything's okay to, no, this is America, this is how we live, and we have the steel in our spine to make it that way because we would rather die than surrender those things that we hold so dear.
You can't have liberty without morality.
No.
It's that simple.
Because, yeah.
But how many people can actually define those two words these days? I mean... That would be interesting to do a man on the street. What is liberty?
Hmm.
And just ask people, would they even know what liberty is? Would they?
I don't know. A tax service?
A tax service. Liberty Mutual Bonds? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was a plug for them, I guess. I want all of you listening this week to think about what is liberty. I mean, the real... Webster's definition of liberty
and
how it pertains to you and morality. And call in next week and let us know what you thought about that.
Yeah. What is morality?
Yeah.
What is moral? What's not?
Yeah.
Because
and then liberty and how does it pertain to you? How does it pertain to what you do every day?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
And take a hold of your kids and your grandkids.
And shake them by the collar and
teach
give it to them.
What liberty and morality is.
And you can start by listening to the Jefferson State of Mind, by joining the Jefferson State movement, and by bringing liberty and morality back.
Yeah, deprogram your kids.
Deprogram them.
Deprogram.
So we're going to be back next week. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. You got to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Till next week.
See you later.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama says if no good deal can be reached on Iran's nuclear program, the U.S. will walk away from negotiations. He tells CBS TV's Sunday morning show that any agreement must allow Western powers to verify that Tehran isn't going to obtain an atomic weapon.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
The next round of talks is set to begin next weekend. The Bloody Sunday 50th anniversary commemoration continues today in Selma, Alabama. As dawn broke, a crowd gathered for the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Unity Breakfast at Wallace Community College. Later, a group will retrace the steps of civil rights marchers who were beaten and tear-gassed by police on March 7, 1965. Several potential Republican presidential candidates attended an Iowa forum on agriculture, energy, trade, and food policy yesterday.